For over half a century, the works of this man have shone a bright light on the world and our representations, joyfully exploring and highlighting its narcissistic pretenses and illusions. One work in particular made him famous.
Just what is it that makes today's home so different, so appealing? That is the title.
In 1956, this collage definitively established him as the founder of pop art, right, years ahead of Andy Warhol, Jasper Johns, or Roy Lichtenstein. Richard Hamilton worked for years without adopting a defining style. From the design of the Beatles' White Album, to the ironic depiction of the icons of the time, to the most contemporary forms of politically engaged art. He is one of the most important and unique artists of the 20th century. In parallel to his own work, Richard Hamilton was involved all his life in the work of another artist, an elder, a master. Marcel Duchamp, the man who signed a urinal with a pseudonym, put a mustache on the Mona Lisa, and invented the ready-made. The already created object, mass-produced, elevated to the dignity of a work of art by the mere choice of the artist. In the history of 20th century art, there is no other relationship like the one that unites Richard Hamilton, inventor of pop art, and Marcel Duchamp. Legend had it that Duchamp had stopped working as an artist.